stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's time! It's time, sports fans!
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers!
Blue Jays.
No good! Get him on that!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Baugh.
Welcome to Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Tons of good stuff today. Week's kind of flying by, not going to lie to you. I think Big Ten Media Days helps that. Got a built-in vehicle to help kind of like drive the show. And it is just nuts to think that like football practices for teams like begin this weekend and next week. Like it's
well, like a month from now to the day we'll be in game week.
Like that's just, it's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy, but it's exciting. It is really exciting. Really excited for our show today. Got tons of good stuff. Going to have a take that I don't think you guys are going to like, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. That's a little bit later on. Got three good guests. We'll set up the show here shortly. I want to start with this. So I got an email from Ian. And he says, Nick, overall, would you say Nebraska right now is trending in the right direction? That's kind of a great, simple question right there. Like, overall, where's program trending? And I think you could kind of ask it. There are a lot of different ways to look at that. But that question, I like it. It's so good that Ian's kind of giving me the desire to want to go through the entire conference and give my state of the trends, if you will. So I decided to put a pen to paper and go through each team in the Big Ten. And I'll get to Nebraska, but to go through each team in the Big Ten and say whether I think they're trending up, flat, or down. And I know it's a cop-out to interject that flat, but I think sometimes, like, just because you're not trending up doesn't mean you're not trending down. Does that make sense? Like, I think there are times certain teams, they're not trending up or down. They're just trending flat. So I did want to give that third option for myself. So I decided to go through each team in the Big Ten and say whether I think they're trending up, flat, or down. We'll start with the easy ones. I'll start with the teams. Here are the teams in the Big Ten that I would say are trending up. We'll start in the Big Ten West and say Wisconsin. Got to say up, right? I mean, they've won 21 games in the past 2 years. Paul Chryst is off to a great start. You have to remember, a year ago at this time, everyone was shoveling dirt on Wisconsin, saying that schedule was just going to flat out eat them alive. And all they did was knock off LSU, plow through the schedule, win the division, and almost won the Big Ten title last year. Remember, they had a big lead and kind of fell apart, or they would have won the Big Ten last year. They're now picked to win the Big Ten West again by a landslide. And so I think by any sort of measuring stick, you'd have to say Wisconsin is trending up. Other teams that are trending up. Ohio State, of course. Up, up, up. No doubt about it. This team, 2 playoff appearances in 3 years. And they have a national championship. And they've been recruiting off the charts. Even though they did get their teeth kicked in last year by Clemson in the playoff, what was it, 31-0, Urban Meyer has that is officially like where the program, I always hate to say it's like, boy, the program runs itself, because that's not true, but there is kind of like, there is a machine that gets put in place, you know? where you recruit, you have your studs, then when they depart, you have your next crop of guys ready to go, and it's just rolling like a machine. That's Ohio State right now. It feels like no matter who, no matter how much they get crushed in terms of roster attrition, guys leaving, going to the NFL, whatever, it always feels like could you imagine a year in the next 5 years where Ohio State's not like preseason top 10? Like, I can't. That team, that program's trending up. Michigan. You know, it's interesting how much Jim Harbaugh and the topic of Michigan can kind of divide people. I think there's some people that just have Harbaugh fatigue and they don't like his shtick, if you will, which I don't think it's a shtick. I truthfully think that's genuinely who he is. He's just a quirky, odd, incredibly unique guy. But for me, I don't know how you couldn't look at where Michigan was at 3 years ago and where they're at now and not say that the program isn't trending up. Even though they haven't won the division in the first 2 years, based on where they were versus where they're at now, definitely trending up. Double-digit wins first 2 years. I mean, it's like Michigan football's a thing now. You know, like they're top of mind. They're, when you talk about, when you have big, broad national college football discussions, Michigan's thrown in there. You know, it's like you can talk about Bama, you can talk about Clemson, you can talk about USC, and you're going to talk about Ohio State, and you're going to talk about Michigan. Jim Harbaugh's made that program completely relevant again. The arrow to me is absolutely trending up for Michigan football. And the last program that I have in the Big Ten trending up is Penn State. Don't know how, I mean, they're the reigning Big Ten champs, preseason top 10 team. Don't know how you couldn't say, this is a program, it's going in the right direction. You think about where this program was at 3-4 years ago, where they're at now, totally different. They beat Ohio State last year. They won the Big Ten championship. Even though they lost, they played USC really tough and looked really good. James Franklin was the hot coach a few years ago. He's finally kind of living up to the billing. It's amazing how Christian Hackenberg was, you know, the number one? I think he was the number one quarterback recruit, branded as like the truth. And it took like Hackenberg leaving for everything to really take off for Penn State. What's that tell you? It tells you that fit matters. But they got stud skill guys. Penn State definitely trending up. So the teams that are trending up to me, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Those are the only programs that I can say that absolutely trending up. I'll give you the programs that are trending down. Here are the programs in the Big Ten that I see when you that the arrow is going down. Let's start with some of the obvious ones. Illinois. Gotta say they're trending down. Whatever Lovie Smith momentum there was, kind of feels like it's gone, right? Like, remember last year I remember thinking, Illinois, they're kind of, I mean, gosh, you got Lovie Smith. That feels like that has dissipated. Illinois, along with programs like Minnesota and some others, are labeled as sleeping giants. Well, Illinois's been asleep for a while now, and it doesn't look like they are showing any signs of waking up. I don't know how you couldn't look at Illinois football and say they're trending down. Certainly not trending up. Can't even say they're trending flat. Purdue. Even though I like their hire for their new head coach, and I actually like their quarterback, David Blough, this program's been awful. Atrocious. Horrible. Gotta say they're trending down. I mean, honestly, when you think of inept, bad Power 5 football teams in the past decade, Purdue's one of the top two or three teams that come to mind, along with like Kansas. But Purdue has been bad. I do think they got a solid coach, but overall, Purdue football trending down. Indiana, to me, is a team that is trending down now. I thought they were actually trending up, at least heading in the right direction. And everything's relative to where you were. You know what I mean? I thought they were trending up under Kevin Wilson at the helm, but firing him, to me, sets things back. Indiana was developing an identity of, hey, man, that's a team offensively that you better have everything buttoned up and ready to rock defensively when you take on the Hoosiers. Now they lose that. They have a defensive-minded head coach. I just don't think the transition is going to be smooth, even though he was on staff. To me, the Hoosiers are trending down. The other obvious one, Rutgers. I mean, this program, wow. Down, down, down. Same thing like I said with Purdue. Over the past few years, Rutgers has been as big of a mess both on and off the field as there is in Power 5 conference play. Now, you kind of hear good things about Chris Ash, but man, it feels like it's a hell of a mountain to climb there to get Rutgers, especially in the Big Ten East. Goodness. To me, this program, Rutgers football, is trending down. And then lastly, this one people might disagree with in terms of who is the last team I see in the Big Ten that's trending down. Even though they were in the college football playoff 2 years ago, I'm going to say Michigan State is trending down. And it's not only because of what is happening with Michigan State, but it's what's happening around them. I always said this, that for non-traditional powers, non-blue bloods, to have a rise up, it takes some blue bloods around them falling back. It's no coincidence that Michigan State's rise over the past 5, 6, 7 years is directly correlated with Penn State unprecedented sanctions. Michigan couldn't get their act together. Ohio State, they have the Jim Tressel scandal with Terrell Pryor. They bring in Luke Fickell for a year. They're on probation. There's a direct correlation between those teams falling flat on their face and Michigan State rising up. Well, newsflash, Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State are back. That's bad news for Michigan State. And on top of all of that, Michigan State took maybe one of the biggest nosedives we've seen in a long time from 1 year to the next in college football. They went from winning the Big Ten, being in the college football playoff, to winning three total games. They won one conference game last year. They also had a ton of legal issues with their football team over the course of the offseason that was not pretty at all. I think when you take the whole scope, I don't know how, at least right now, I want to give D'Antonio the benefit of the doubt, but to me, right now, I'm going to say that arrow is trending down. So programs I see, they're trending down. Rutgers, Michigan State, Indiana, Purdue, Illinois. Programs trending up. Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. When we come back, I'll give you the teams that I see that are trending flat and why. But let me first set up the show for you. Moving things around a little bit, Brian Munson of Rivals.com Husker Online, he joins us every Thursday. Usually, he joins us in the 1 o'clock hour. Today, he's going to join us at 11:30. Give us a recruiting update. A pretty eyebrow-raising photo surfaced yesterday at a Rivals photo shoot of Buki wearing a Florida hat. We'll ask him about that, and I certainly got some thoughts on that a little bit later on as well. But Munson's going to stop by at 11:30. Kevin Kugler's back from vacation after Big Ten Media Days. We'll talk some Big Ten football with Cougs at 12:30. And then Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com. Obviously, they were the ones that put out the preseason Big Ten media poll, if you will. So we'll talk to him about Big Ten Media Days and Big Ten football and Ohio State in the 1 o'clock hour. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBob. Let's take a break. And when we come back, gave you the teams I see that are trending up and trending down. Give you the teams in the Big Ten that I see that are trending flat. That's next.